for the Daily Music Break, which is at www.dailymusicbreak.com. Thanks for listening, and please stop by the site for some great music and to sign up for free newsletters. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Sierra Hagar. Sierra is the co-founder of Breakup Records, and we're going to talk a little bit about her company and about the music industry. Good morning, Sierra. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Just great. Thank you very much for taking time out to chat.
No, thank you.
Okay. So just as a scene setter, what is Breakup Records?
Yeah, Breakup Records is a small developmental sort of hybrid label PR company that I run out of my home with my husband, Alex, in Portland, Oregon.
Great. And what's a little bit different about Breakup?
So basically, our label is different because we focus kind of on like a more holistic approach. So basically, we're doing a lot of booking, a lot of PR, a lot of management, and really trying to help bands get off the ground in their first 6 months rather than just saying, hey, here's some money, print up some CDs, you know?
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, backtracking, that's the way it is today in most cases. A company, record label, likes a group, think they have promise, and they just throw some money at them, as you say, and they're kind of on their own.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, oftentimes there isn't a budget set aside for marketing. There isn't any sort of support, or like there's no one making sure that bands have their social media or online presence set up. Like we're really hands-on across the board. We're paying attention to every single like aspect of the artist's revenue sources and also external facing, you know, materials.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about some of your acts. How many acts do you have? You know, tell us a little bit. Is there a kind of music type that you specialize in? Give us the overview.
Definitely. We really like to kind of, I would say that we have a really diverse roster within kind of the parameters of like college rock indie music.
Mm-hmm.
So we have everything from really excellent singer-songwriters to some, you know, electronic pop to a lot of just like indie and pop and prog and rock. And it's sort of everywhere. Most of the bands that we work with are based in San Francisco, which is where we're from. And I encourage everyone to go check out the Breakup Records website, breakuprecords.com. We have about 10 active bands releasing right now.
Mm-hmm. I should have asked you the URL. I'm sorry.
No.
How long have you guys been doing this?
We just celebrated our first year as a label. Although Alex and I have been doing work in similar capacities for a long time, too long.
Great. Well, congratulations on the anniversary.
Thank you.
And this we kind of already touched on, but it's in my list here, so I have to read it. What's changed about the way in which music is created and marketed in the age of the internet? What's the impact been?
Well, you know, I don't even really necessarily know that it's changed so much. I think what's really changed is that artists have tools to build complete promotional presences for themselves,
right,
whereas they didn't before, and that's a really, really good thing. The issue, of course, is that a lot of people aren't, you know, experienced enough or self-aware enough to actually utilize all these tools. You know, so we've all been told, you know, Facebook or it used to be MySpace is going to make your band famous. Well, that's not really the case. These are definitely useful tools, but almost no one knows how to use them. You know, and even fewer people know how to step outside themselves and look at their project and say, what's going to sell about this? What's my strong point? You know?
Mm-hmm. So it's not just knowing, you know, just to reiterate, it's not just knowing, you know, I'm a bit older and I just automatically think that kids know everything about social media. But it goes beyond that. They have to have some other smarts as well.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, people know how to be social on social media, but most people don't really know how to market on social media. Most people don't understand that if you really need something seen, you got to, you know, splurge 10, 20 bucks on it to get it even just to your group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but most people don't really understand, you know, it looks like everyone else comes to the table with like a complete package. It looks like, you know, you're the bands that are like a little bit bigger than your band just kind of have it figured out by using social media all the time. But more often than not, those people have professionals, you know, educating their decisions.
Mm-hmm. Is there a wide variety of knowledge among people who come to you about what to do, or is everybody kind of at the same starting point, not really getting it yet?
I would say we have one band that we work with where the singer works in digital marketing, and mm-hmm. and even he had really big kind of what's the word I'm looking for, voids in his understanding of what needs to be happening.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I would say pretty much everyone, you know, unless you're the kind of person who's working on releases. I mean, really, mm-hmm. like we didn't go into this business knowing how to do this stuff. We learned by trial and error and by, you know, just we have the unique experience. Well, not unique, but we have the benefit of the experience of just having released a lot of stuff in a lot of different capacities from different labels, as publicists working on different ends of stuff, as artists sometimes. So we, you know, there are a lot of different ways that we've seen things go wrong, and that's why we mm-hmm. kind of know what we're doing, you know.
Let me ask you a question. It's not on my list, so this is really unfair, but a thought struck me. Do you think if we went into kind of the Wayback Machine and went back to the 1960s, do you think the bands that became the Rolling Stones, that became, you know, the Grateful Dead, became whomever, had more of a sense of what had to be done then as opposed to some other bands? Or do you think that the need to really market yourself and not just let it happen is something that's only sprung up in the last generation?
I would say, I mean, even, you know, it's really funny because there are even some people, even just from like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, who experienced a lot of success and worked with small companies to release their music, who are now just looking at each other, scratching their heads, going, what the hell happened, you know?
Right.
So I would say that, that artists having to do this kind of thing is probably a relative, at least to this extent, is probably a right. pretty new thing. I mean, you always had to, you know, be cute and good, you know, but I don't think you always had to be, you know, an expert in online marketing and social media, which is
right.
what you have to be now.
Yeah, I mean, there were is much, much, much more limited even a generation ago, even a decade ago. You know, there was TV, there was radio, and things evolved gradually. But if you go back 50 years ago, you know, if you get on TV, if you get on radio, you kind of, you know, it either happened for you or it didn't,
yeah.
I guess.
You know, there's kind of this weird thing now. I feel like the stereotype of the kind of spaced out, self-absorbed musician, I think we're really going to see that die in the next 10 years because you're going to need to be so smart and so hardworking and so rigorous and be able to, you know, manufacture every facet of your own brand. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like these are, it's kind of a weird thing because generally super, super smart, tuned in people don't decide to go do something that they know is never going to make them any money. So it's a strange thing.
Right. So I guess Ozzy Osbourne is gone, huh?
Well, I think he, in fact, is indestructible. I think he'll always be here.
Yeah, he's dumb as a fox because I think that's all manufactured. Anyone who has a public image of being an airhead or dumb or whatever, it's usually not true.
I don't know. I think it's true sometimes.
What advice, Sierra, would you give to a young band? I mean, we've touched on it kind of tangentially, but if someone came into your office, a young band, a young performer, what piece of advice would you give to them right off the bat?
So I have a few. I have so many. All right. So the first one is go talk to a lawyer. Mm-hmm. Most music lawyers, I mean, there is one in your town, even if you don't know that person. Most music lawyers will sit down and talk with you for 20 minutes for free or whatever and go in and say, hey, this is what I have going on. What do you think is a good next move for us? I mean, you know, even if you're at least a polite person and you seem to have your shit more or less together, a really good lawyer will say, hey, well, maybe you should go talk to this publishing house or whatever. You know, they don't need to, like, move boulders for you, but at least they can actually point you in the right direction without being, you know, that. Basically, if a lawyer thinks that they can make money off of you, they'll be helping you too. So, you know, I would say go talk to a music lawyer and ask them for at least just to point you in the right direction. So that's one. The second one is the promotional band language that most people use is so embarrassing. Oh my God, we're so stoked for our show tonight. It's going to be totally sick. We're going to rock so hard out. Thank you so much, rock and roll. Like, who the hell are you talking to? You know, this, all of this, like, we're so honored to be included in this amazing publication. Like, just knock it off, you know? It's too much. It's over the top. Speak like you would speak to people, because those are the, I mean, that's who's reading this stuff, you know? It's just regular people. No one wants to know how honored you are to be in, like, some, like, little, you know, on a Tumblr or something, you know?
Got it.
But the last one's really important.
Okay.
Just make some money. Just figure it out. Just, you know, early on, if you know that you want to be a career musician, find some flexible job that you can do from the road so that you can actually make some money, because you're not going to make any playing music for a long time. You know, so become a graphic designer. Become a programmer. Do some kind of freelance thing where you can earn, you know, at least a couple thousand bucks a month and support yourself while being able to go out and tour, if that's what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just okay. For the beginning, because, you know, you're not going to become rich and famous if you starve to death first.
Mm-hmm. Right. You might, but you won't be able to enjoy it. The last question I sent you, really, I think we've covered what is important for a young band to think about other than making good music. And I think that kind of sums up most of the questions and answers that you gave.
Cool.
Anything, any other words of wisdom, or do you think we covered all the high points?
Let's see. Money, lawyers.
What is it? Lawyers, guns, and money.
Lawyers, guns, and money. Yeah, I guess, you know, I almost want to say again the language that you use when you're communicating with people, when you're talking to other bands, when you're talking to fans, when you're talking to labels, like, stay humble, speak factually about your accomplishments and goals, and don't send your emails love if it's to someone that you don't know. You know, just regular grown-up rules about communication. And if you want to update people, we have a show. We're playing at such and such space on Tuesday. We'd love to see you guys there. That's all you need to say, you know?
As you're talking, is one of the things you might say to them, you know, this isn't all going to be fun. It's not all going to be, you know, rocking out or playing your music. There's a lot of...
Oh, none of it's going to be
hard work and drudgery. I'm sorry?
None of it's going to be fun.
Don't start with that piece of advice. If you look out.
No, but seriously, if you're looking to have fun and do something easy, do something else. Mm-hmm. Go work in advertising or something. You know, if you're looking to have fun, you know, go back to school or something. Like, I don't even know. I don't know what to do if you were looking to have fun. I would say, yeah, no, this is not going to be easy. It's going to be super hard and super frustrating. And the best that you can hope for is an opportunity to do good work, you know?
Right. That's a good, I think that's a good place to leave it, Sierra, but please do, since I forgot at the beginning, give us the URL again for the website.
Yeah, it's breakuprecords.com.
Great. Thank you very much. And again, thank you for taking time out today.
No, thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Sierra. This is Carl Weinschenk for the Daily Music Break at www.dailymusicbreak.com. Thank you. Bye-bye.